In the hearing last Friday, Judge Harris ruled that Talisker had presented at least a prima facie case for possible fraud and for investigating the emails, but the judge said he had to examine them first. Attorneys for Talisker Landholdings and Vail Resorts argued they're entitled to find out why the mountain resort backdated a document as part of an ongoing legal fight over the resort's 3,700 acres of ski mountain, which it leases from Talisker. The mountain resort has claimed the leases on the ski terrain are valid through to the year 2051. In a lawsuit filed last year, the resort said it mailed a notice to extend the leases by a deadline of April 30th of 2011. However, the letter actually went out on May 2nd and was dated the 30th. Attorneys for the mountain resort said they had made an honest mistake, but last week, Talisker attorneys asked to see 22 emails written during that weekend preceding the letter and said there's an exception to the normal confidentiality between attorney and client if a crime or fraud has occurred. However, in his minute entry dated Tuesday the 10th, Judge Harris said the arguments don't fall under that exception. He wrote, quote, "The content of the emails is not indicative of any intent on the part of the Park City parties to seek or obtain legal advice in order to enable or aid them to commit or plan to commit what they knew or reasonably should have known to be a crime or fraud." In a statement, the mountain resort's president and general manager, Jenny Smith, said they will show in court that they have acted responsibly and in good faith, and the extension of their leases is valid. Smith said they've always preferred a fair resolution instead of a court fight, but, quote, "Vail and Talisker have repeatedly rejected our more than reasonable offers and countered with outrageous demands." Smith added the resort is about to celebrate its 50th anniversary, and they look forward to operating the resort for the next 50 seasons. We also contacted Talisker attorney John Lund, who said Judge Harris signed another document Tuesday, which reaffirmed his ruling of last week.
He entered a ruling that we'd made our prima facie case that PCMR may have attempted to commit fraud.
He said the two-minute entries from the judge are not a contradiction.
He said he saw the prima facie case on the basis of what Mr. Sullivan disclosed in his August 19 letter. So the facts that they backdated a letter, they did it deliberately, and all that are already in the record. What the judge has essentially ruled is I don't see anything in these emails that I think appears to be furtherance of that fraud. So I don't know if that's a contradiction. He's really, the ruling he made about the emails is really saying I don't see anything in these emails that that is something I'm going to let Talisker see. But again, that's different from, that's not saying there is no fraud. That's simply saying I don't see anything in the emails that relates to it.
Lund said he's taking depositions this week from Smith, Mountain Resort attorney Kerry Jones, and others.
We'll be questioning them about the facts and details of the preparation of that letter and the dating of that letter and so on and so forth.
Attorney John Lund. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.